Rosie Whipple Andrews, the designer and founder of Catherine LeGrand Custom Goldsmith, is one of only two fine jewelers invited to display pieces for auction. She says she's honored to have her work displayed at the only museum in the world to solely recognize the creative contributions of women.
Jewelry is such still a male-dominated world, from the mines, from the dealers, from the wholesalers, the cutters, jewelry designers themselves. There's hardly more than 10% of the field as women designers, period. But as far as a high-scale jewelry designer that's going to be internationally well-known, there's hardly any.
Whipple Andrews brings her experience as a fashion designer and her interest in nanoparticle engineering to jewelry construction. She's been making jewelry for 13 years and says this achievement validates her work as an artist.
If a design that I have in my head maybe might seem a little too outlandish because nothing like it's been done, that I should just go for it.
The pieces are to be bid on at the museum's 30th anniversary gala to raise funds for the museum's exhibitions and programming. That will take place in Washington, D.C., April 21st. Claire Woodcock, Edless Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.